Once again, welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, we're going to give you some good stuff here over the next 5 minutes or so to brighten your day just a little bit. Hope you're having a great day. And a reminder from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board that you can go to visitvalentine.com. Check out things to do like the Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament coming up in January. Entries are now open for that. And also on February 14th, the Bull Bash. Yep, lining the bulls up on Main Street again. And of course, that's Valentine's Day in Valentine, Nebraska. Check things out at visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. They are your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. They're dedicated to making your ranching life simpler and more prosperous. Visit tsln.com to find out more. Tri-State Livestock News.
What are you sharing for the good stuff today, Kimberly?
I have a poem called Autumn Cowboy. I thought it was a perfect time to do it. It's by Rod Nichols. What do you have?
Not sure yet.
Oh, well, you work on that and I'll share this. Autumn Cowboy. When summer is over and fall heads our way and brown, red, and gold paint the leaves, I guess that's a time that I'm feeling my best. Just as an old autumn cowboy, that's me. The Lord has his reasons for each time of year, for each thing a time, if you please. But I'm kind of partial to a nip in the air. Just an old autumn cowboy, that's me. In spring, there's the new calf and Brandon to do and a warm-up from winter's deep freeze. But fall ain't got summer to follow the heat. Just an old autumn cowboy, that's me. The seasons that follow are like a man's life. He's born, grows, and spreads like a tree. Then watches the branches grow withered and bare. Just an old autumn cowboy, that's me. My summer is over. It's the fall of my life. And you know, it's a good age to be. Life is now mellow and more to my taste. Just an old autumn cowboy. That's me.
Oh, very nice. Well, I have something about kind of a sentimental thing, I guess, today. It's called A Man's Journey with His Dad. And I don't know the author on this. Wish I did. But when you're 5 years old, Dad knows everything. When you're 7 years old, Dad knows quite a bit. 10 years old, maybe Dad doesn't know everything. At 12 years old, Dad doesn't know. At 14 years old, Dad's gone crazy. 16 years old, can't take Dad seriously anymore. At 18 years old, what does Dad know? 22 years old, Dad's talking rubbish. And at 24 years old, I know more than Dad. 26 years old, Dad seems to know some things after all. 30 years old, maybe I should ask Dad about this. 40 years old? It's amazing how Dad went through all of this. At 45 years old, we think, Dad's been right all along. At 50 years old, if Dad were here, I could have learned so much from him. And the lesson to be learned here, you're a man. Never argue with your father. Sometimes it's wiser to shut up or walk away.
Wise words, I would say.
All right. Do you have something else to share today?
I have several things, actually, now that you mention it. The Valentine Public Library happens to be a very busy community library. We love them. They have so many things going on. They actually have a calendar that goes out each month, and they also put a few cute little one-liners that I thought I'd share a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got to share this. Even though we're a little past it, what do you call November 1st?
The day after Halloween.
Oct. Over.
Oct is over. Okay.
No, oct over. October, oct. O-C-T, over, October. How do leaves get from place to place?
The wind blows them around right after you blow them off the sidewalk and the wind blows them back.
That's right. Well, actually, the real answer is in their automobile.
Automobile.
Aren't those cute?
I got it.
Just a little touch of what's happening at the Valentine Public Library.
Do you have any more of those little South Dakota tidbits you shared earlier?
Well, I do. Let me dig down here. I think I have a few left. If you grew up in South Dakota, there was at least one, if not several, in your class who had to do chores in the morning. Way more than one.
Before they went to school.
Exactly. Exactly. And way more than one of
us. How many times were you late for school because the cows got out?
I don't ever remember being late.
Oh, really?
Because the cows got out. No. Okay. Not that I can remember. Going on vacation? Yep. Absolutely. If you grew up in South Dakota, you have driven your car on the lake. I have not done that. I did not do that ever.
I wouldn't advise that in a lot of instances. All right.
I'm not brave enough.
We can save a few of those for another future edition of The Good Stuff.